Welcome to the worship service of Pea Ridge United Methodist Church, 1209 North Davis Street, Pea Ridge, Arkansas. We hope this message will provide both meaning and inspiration for your life. Listen now for today's message.
Our call to worship. Darkness is banished. God's light has come to us. The brightness of the star leads us. We come to celebrate God's abiding love. Glory be to God in the highest, and on earth, peace forever. Amen.
The truth you now bring us, shine on me, shine, Jesus, shine, fill this man with the Father's glory, great Spirit, let's set our hearts on fire.
our affirmation of faith. We believe in God, the creator of all things, the giver of life and breath. We believe in Jesus Christ, born Emmanuel, God with us, baptized and revealed the most beloved Son of God. He sought to heal humanity by taking our brokenness upon himself, suffering for us, dying for us, and being raised from the dead for our sake and for the sake of all the world. We believe that he will come again. We believe in the Holy Spirit, continually poured out, refreshing our lives, leading us into a new day, ever birthing the church, the body of Christ in the world. This Spirit is our sole companion and counselor of truth, reminding us of the gift of faith, the ever-presence of God, and the promise of eternal life. Thanks be to God. Amen. Our first scripture reading comes from the 60th chapter of Isaiah, verses 1 through 6. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters are carried on the hip. Then you will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. The wealth on the seas will be brought to you. To you the riches of the nations will come. Herds of camels will cover your land, young camels of Midian and the Ephah. All from Sheba will come, bearing gold and incense and proclaiming the praise of the Lord.
The world waits for a miracle. The heart longs for a little bit of hope. Oh, come. Oh, come, Emmanuel. The child prays for peace on earth, and she's calling out from a sea of hurt. Oh, come, Emmanuel. And can you
Our scripture reading this morning comes from the book of Matthew, the 2nd chapter, verses 1 through 12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star that they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. This is Epiphany Sunday, a special date in the Christmas story, as it's when people celebrate how a star led the Magi, also known as the Three Kings, or the Wise Men, to visit the baby Jesus after he had been born. In our traditions for Christmas, you typically see a manger with Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus and wise men. Unfortunately, we tend to get a bit ahead of ourselves because in the real Christmas story, the three wise men didn't arrive for some time after Jesus was born, definitely not soon enough to get their pictures on the annual Christmas cards. I wonder what would have happened if it had been three wise women instead of three wise men. Probably they would have stopped to ask for directions. They, of course, would have arrived on time. They would have helped deliver the baby, cleaned the stable, made a casserole, and brought practical gifts. For most of us, the beginning of a new year tends to focus our attention on the future. For some of us, that focus is expressed in our New Year's resolutions, the intentions we have for our life, and the plans that we make. Others of us may not make resolutions, but we still have hopes and wishes for the coming year, and we consider the possibilities of what the year might hold for us. Some of us simply want a clean slate, a fresh start, a new beginning. In whatever ways this gets expressed or experienced, it touches a longing or a desire within us. We seek something that we don't have. We want something different. We are aware of an absence. Something is missing from our lives. I don't mean our life is defective or deficient, and I'm not making a criticism or judgment. It's just the recognition that there are times in our lives when we experience absence. Here's the paradox. That absent thing, that missing piece, is also present to us, in and through our longing and desire for it. We may not see it or experience it, and it may not be fully realized in our lives, but it is there. It is present by its absence, and we experience that presence as longing, desire, and searching. It already exists within us. So, 1 week into the new year, let me ask you this. What resolutions have you made for 2022? What are your intentions, your hopes, your plans for the year? What do your hopes and wishes focus on? Maybe it's about your marriage or your life of prayer. Maybe you want to be more generous or less judgmental. Maybe you want to get healthier, live more simply, let go of your need for approval or perfection. Maybe you're longing to find and hear your own voice, desiring to live with greater integrity and authenticity. Maybe you're looking for peace, consolation, hope. Sometimes we don't know what it is that we're after. We only know we're looking for something. Have you ever had that feeling that something was missing? You didn't know what it was, but you knew you'd recognize it when you saw it. You might be wondering what absence has to do with epiphany. They sound mutually exclusive, don't they? Maybe it's not as simple as there's either something there or there's nothing there. What if the experience of absence and the accompanying longings and desires are the beginning of an epiphany for you? What if that sense of absence is the star of your life by which God is revealing God's self to you? And what if your sense of longing and desire is really God's longing and desire for you? Maybe epiphanies are the means by which God expresses God's longing and desire for each of us. Maybe they are God calling and guiding us into the house of the divine. Maybe an epiphany is not so much an aha, I got it kind of moment, as it is an aha, it's got me kind of moment. It's a moment that awakens us to the desire, the deep desires of our heart. It touches the longings of our life and fills the absence in such a way that we get up and go and change our life and know ourselves in a new way, and we travel along a different road. I really do believe that that's what happened to the Magi, and I think it happens to us as well. That star in the night sky illuminated for the Magi an absence. It shone on them as a longing, a desire. They thought they were seeking the Christ child, but it was really the child seeking them. Saint Romanus helped me understand that. He was a poet and a hymn writer in the 6th century. He read between the lines of Scripture with sacred imagination to write some amazingly beautiful and inspired hymns. Earlier this week, I read on his hymn, on the visit of the Magi, which we hear a conversation between Mary and Jesus. The Magi come to the door. Jesus tells Mary to let them in, that he brought them to the house by his word. His word was the light of the star shining on them. He tells Mary that he is in the Magi, even as he is in her arms, that he came with them to the house, though he never left Mary. The star that the Magi followed was the word of Christ. They never traveled alone. All along, Jesus was with them, calling them to his house. His word, his presence, appeared to their eyes as a star, to their minds as a power to get up and go, and to their hearts as a longing and a desire, an absence that held the divine presence within them. Friends, that's epiphany. And the star is always there. It's not as if the star of Jesus' word, his presence, shines for some but not others. It's there for everyone. It may be unseen, it may be unrecognized, it may be unfollowed, but it's always there. I wonder if we often fail to recognize the epiphanies in our lives because they so often begin in absence. If we think nothing is there, then we've misread the absence and we will miss the epiphany. I don't want to do that, and I don't want you to do that either. This morning, I want us to begin with the absence. I don't want us to run away from it. I don't want us to deny it. I don't want us to cover it up. I want us to name the absence, and in doing so, observe his star at its rising. What is absent from your life today? What are your deep longings and your deep desires? What is the word of Christ that you need to illuminate your life today? Whatever you might name, that is the beginning of your epiphany. It is more than emptiness. It is God calling. It is a guiding star that illuminates your life. It shimmers with God's longing and desires for you. It shines in the night sky of your life. It twinkles presence in the midst of absence. It is a beacon beckoning you to come home. I want you to trust the star this morning. Follow it. Listen to it. Learn from it. Let it take you to the house of Jesus. And I want you to stand at the door with the Magi as a wise woman or a wise man. And I want you to listen to the child tell his mother, "Let them in. I brought them here." Won't you pray with me this morning? Heavenly Father, thank you for the lovely picture of these wise men seeking Jesus and finding him to be the heavenly prophet, priest, and king about whom the scriptures wrote. Thank you for the star that led them to Jesus. Thank you for the word that is that shining star. We thank you this morning, Father, that I have also been guided to worship at his feet. And thank you for the sacrifice of his perfect life, a payment for my sins, the sins of my family, the sins of my brothers and sisters and friends. It is with humility of heart and grateful thanks that I offer myself as a living sacrifice and pray that I will have an opportunity to bear the good news of salvation to others, to the praise of our God and of our Savior, Jesus Christ. To his name that we pray, as he taught his disciples to pray, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen."
Are you hurting and broken within? Overwhelmed by the weight of your sin? Jesus is calling. Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. No reason to wait. Jesus is calling. Bring your sorrows and trade them for joy. From the ashes a new life is born. Jesus is calling. Oh, oh, come to the altar. The Father. Is risen.
the Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was born with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar, the Father's arms are open. Tell the world of the treasure you found.
Thank you for listening to today's message. Pea Ridge United Methodist Church is a home for people of all backgrounds and ages. We rejoice in each new person that comes our way. Our goal is to enable you to make faith in God a vital part of your everyday life by creating an environment where worship is meaningful and uplifting, where teaching from the Bible is relevant to life situations, where friendships are significant and prayer is practiced as a continuing communication with God. Are you looking for a church? Between churches? Perhaps burned out on church? Come give our church a try. We are Pea Ridge United Methodist Church, 1209 North Davis Street in Pea Ridge, Arkansas. Find us on Facebook, and our web address is pearidgeumc.net. Or you can call Pastor Jeremy Gross at 479-553-9585. Pea Ridge United Methodist Church, anchored in the past, moving toward the future, making disciples for Christ along the way.